The Cubs win a big one 9-7 over the Dodgers to extend the winning streak to 5 in a row. Kyle Hendricks looks okay, and the bats are still hot as ever. Let's recap that and more right here on the Cubs Superfan 5-Minute Post-Win Podcast.
Swing and a liner. Ball game. Michael Busch lays out. Cubs win.
The wind was a factor today at Wrigley Field. The sun was a pain in everybody's eye. Dodgers starter Bobby Miller struck out the side in the bottom of the first inning, and I thought the Cubs were going to be in for a long day. But he struggled in the second inning when Dansby Swanson hit a solo home run to start the scoring for the Cubs.
Back some more. Dansby Swanson drops one into the bleachers.
And that's when the wheels started to fall off Bobby Miller's day. Michael Busch took a walk right after Dansby's home run. Nico Horner singled on a ground ball to center field. And then Nick Madrigal hit a line drive to center, scoring Michael Busch, tying the game at two. Ian Happ walked to load the bases. And then Seiya Suzuki doubled. And what I really like about Seiya Suzuki there is the situational hitting. I mean, I can go back to times of a year or two ago with Patrick Wisdom. He has all the power, the guy can hit, but he would only hit when the Cubs were up 10-1. I love the fact that the guy had pop, but he just didn't do it in situations where we needed it. Seiya Suzuki, oh, he's hitting it when we need it. At some point, I'm going to dig into the identity of the 2024 Chicago Cubs because it's 100% different than the 2016 team. These players aren't playing the three true outcome game. They are get on base, move the guy along, hit a double. It's not small ball, but it's not live and die by the three-run homer. We're going to get into this more this season. Who is the 2024 Chicago Cubs? To be determined, but right now, I really like what we see.
On its way, and that is gone. Michael Busch, first homer in a Cub uniform, and the Cubs extend the lead. It's now 6-2. That's got to feel good against his former team.
Taking a look at Cubs on the bump, Kyle Hendricks, he wasn't horrible today, but he wasn't great. Kyle went four innings, gave up 8 hits, 5 earned runs, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. His work in the first inning really wasn't his fault. Ian Happ lost the ball in left field. The inning should have been over. The Dodgers scored 2. He actually looked good in the second, but it was the 5th inning. Shohei Ohtani hit a home run. God, the guy barely even swings, and the ball just flies off of his bat. Freddie Freeman walks. Like, that's a hard part of the lineup. And then Will Smith was up, and this was the last batter that Kyle Hendricks would face. Yan Gomes lined up inside and low. Kyle threw the ball inside, but right at the middle portion of the inside part of the plate, Will Smith just knocked it for a double. The game was 5-6 at that point, and Craig Counsell made the decision to pull Kyle Hendricks for Drew Smyly. And normally I'm anti-Smyly. Smyly looked good. He had 5 strikeouts. He came in the 5th, struck out the side. Julian Merriweather looked really good. He threw some inside pitches to Mookie Betts that kind of scared me. Merriweather throws the ball hard. And if you have 98 miles an hour coming inside towards your head, it's going to get in your head. And I think it did. And good for him because he had a really good outing. And then to end the game, we had Adbert Azalea out there doing his best. Freddie Mercury Live Aid fist pump to secure the win. You know what else was pretty awesome today were the gloves. Nick Madrigal played a great third base. Nico Horner's glove work in the top of the 4th is gold glove worthy. I'm going to post a link to a video taken at like an angle behind the first baseman of Nico Horner's grab. So worth the watch. Check it out in the newsletter tomorrow. That's why Nico is a gold glover. Michael Busch closed the game out with an exceptional catch. Just a great job in the field, a great job with the bats, and a okay job with the arms. The pitchers were, they were good enough. We're back at it tomorrow, 3:05 Central, 4:05 Eastern. The Cubs game, it's going to be a nationally televised game on Fox Sports 1. You can catch it on the Marquee Sports Network. I'll be watching on MLB.tv. The Cubs will send Jordan Wicks to the mound. The Dodgers will be sending Yoshinobu Yamamoto starting for them. It's his 3rd career start in the major leagues after scorning the Chicago Cubs for the Dodgers this offseason. But that's fine. You know, they're saying all over the internet, the Cubs got the better Japanese pitcher this offseason with Shoto Imanaga. This was the Cubs Superfan 5-Minute Post-Win Podcast. My name is Superfan Mark Franzen. Share this podcast with your fellow Cubs fans. I hope to do more. I hope to do one tomorrow night. Go Cubs, go.